Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us here live on Close Up Radio Live. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today, and we absolutely love when you tune into our program. Lenore Shepherd is joining us here. She is a board-certified health and wellness coach, licensed independent clinical social worker, CBT for insomnia practitioner and Reiki practitioner. And she is a practitioner of the integrative health model. That might sound like a mouthful, but it is really quite simple. Every choice we make in our life has powerful implications for our health. This includes the foods we ingest, how we respond to stress, even our thoughts. It's all interconnected, and if we change even one behavior for the better, it impacts our overall well-being and ability to heal. Take, for instance, sleep. If we do not routinely get enough sleep, we might not digest well. We'll have low energy, increased appetite, hormonal dysregulation, and our immunity can be compromised, let alone you're edgy and moody during the day, too. Improved sleep is but one example of the integrative health concept and journey toward wholeness. Lenore also honed her natural capacity for helping others in various coaching and medicinal programs. She was first introduced to coaching in 2005 and studied at three schools to hone her craft. Today, she runs a practice known as Coaching with Lenore, a health and wellness practice that supports clients in activating internal strengths and external resources to make sustainable and healthy life behavioral changes. Her different packages are aimed at helping clients learn healthy and adaptive lifestyle patterns and behaviors, reducing their stress response, improving their diet and sleep, increasing their adaptiveness to change, deepening into self-compassion, and incorporating mindfulness practices into the daily routine. She also offers spiritual counseling and works with empaths. It's my pleasure to welcome her. Her website is Coaching with Lenore. That's L-E-N-O-R-E, coachingwithlenore.com. We'll mention that again during the course of the show. She is located in Northampton, Massachusetts, and it is a pleasure to welcome her to the show. Lenore, thank you for joining us here on Close Up Radio Live. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for that lovely introduction, Jim.
The pleasure is all mine. I ran it by your mother. She approved it, and she said, you better do it verbatim.
There you
Just
go.
Just as my mother would do.
Mom for you.
God bless Mom.
Love it.
You have the credentials, of course, as a social worker, but let's talk about, you know, before we even went in, what inspired you to do this work? What is it about this kind of work that allowed you to develop the experience and pursue these coaching credentials and training that you have? This is something that, you know, integrative wellness is something that you're passionate about. When you take a look at your own sort of mindful living and everything else that you've done and continue to do, what are some of those inspirations that got you to realize not only do you want to do this work, you have to. It's in your DNA.
It's a lovely question. You know, I have to say, starting out in social work, that's what ignited this passion in me. I started volunteering at a domestic violence shelter, about over 20 years ago. And the feeling of being able to help and empower women, that was such a catalyst for me to want to do this work sort of full time. And, you know, I start with the social work because working with people, having that connection with people it's something that feeds my soul, right? So in my journey, and it's interesting because I love talking to people about this, that I've been able to work with people through the lifespan, you know, starting in maternity, working with adolescents, adults, families, couples, geriatrics, in addition to having my own private practice. So I've realized that I've been lucky enough to witness sort of the full spectrum of what it means to be human, right? So after a few years of working in different areas and different populations, I heard about coaching, and I became very, very curious about the language and the directive of coaching and how could I how could I actually have an impact on my clients, right? How could this actually impact my clients? So as you mentioned, I went to a few different coaching schools. It's typical Lenore fashion. I really want to dig into something and learn it. And to answer sort of a long way of answering your question is, after the second coaching school of doing a deep dive into working with executives and doing life and sort of purpose-driven coaching, I started experiencing my own struggles with GI and digestive issues. So I sought relief from a functional medicine practitioner and also a health coach. And that is what changed the trajectory of my life pretty much at that point, because I learned all about nutrition and lifestyle and how I could reclaim my health. So at that point, as I started healing, I decided this is what I want to devote my life to. And I went to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, eventually became certified by the National Board of Health and Wellness Coaching, spent a year studying functional medicine, and I'm still working and doing that. And that has been something that I just love, because I've had my own lived experience, Jim. This is what feeds me, and this is how I know I can help people, because I've seen how I've been able to help myself, and I know some, not all, I don't think all of us know all of the tools, but a lot of the tools that can help us to get back to a sense of wholeness again.
Right, because sometimes life pulls us off that track and off that path, and it's so important to get realigned and balanced, heal, all those important things. And this integrative wellness that you're involved in is a beautiful way to help facilitate that. Tell us how you define what integrative wellness is. It sounds like you're integrating different modalities, different things together for an overall balancing and achievement of health and wellness. And what is it all about from your perspective?
I love the word integrative, right? And as you're describing it, is bringing all the different health modalities into it. You know, if you look at Western medicine, right, if you go to the doctor, it's one it's usually a specific way of looking at things. But when you look at integrative health, that's when you're pulling in lots of different kinds of healing modalities. And I look at it sort of as a 360-degree view of someone, right? I'm seeing through the lens of the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body, the spiritual body, the energetic body, really the collective of someone's life. So that's the lens that I use. And in the context, really, of integrative wellness, you know, I like to look at all aspects of your life, not just what's on the plate, right? Not just nutrition or just exercise and sleep, which are very important, but what are the things that we understand? What is your soul purpose? What are your relationships like? How are you connecting with yourself? How are you connecting with others? Is your work meaningful for you? Is it deepening into who you really want to be? What are your belief systems like? You know, do you have a spiritual practice that you can cultivate? What connects you to joy, right? That's something we don't ask ourselves enough. What does self-compassion look like, right? How can we start to cultivate nourishment in all the different aspects of our lives? And I will say that because I'm bound by two different licensing boards, you know, with the health coaching and social work, I found a way to bridge this. And that's very much what integrative means for me, is integrating all aspects, right, of what makes us whole. And I will say that it's very exciting that my office is actually located in a holistic wellness practice. It's called CISU Wellness. And we offer multiple healing modalities, things like sound healing with bowls, Reiki, hypnosis, reflexology, shamanism, restorative yoga, among other approaches. And I really encourage my clients to utilize and incorporate these approaches, because it's a systemized way, right, of bringing healing and a sense of wholeness to ourselves. And I'll just say that one of the precepts of integrative health is that both the patient and the practitioner are partners in the healing process. And I love that. I love that idea.
That's so very important. Yeah, I like that. You know, everybody has to participate, and it makes for a much more smoother and easier received process, I would imagine. One of the techniques, too, you offer so many techniques and so many services. Let's talk about that. I know you endeavor to solve insomnia and dietary problems as well, which a lot of people are experiencing, and if the pandemic didn't make that worse, I don't know what did. Let's talk about some of the services you offer to the clients. And then know, again, insomnia dietary is something that you've worked with. You know, I've taken occasionally some of those melatonin gummies here and there, and, you know, they do a little bit here and there, but they don't really do much. You almost build up a resistance to that kind of thing. Tell us about the things you do to help people.
Yeah, what you're talking about too, Jim, I will say, and I'll come back to sleep, but is that, you know, if we are taking certain things like melatonin, sometimes, depending on how long you've been taking, depending on the dosage, that the body doesn't produce it as much because it's an external source, right, that's producing it. So that's why I'm, you know, careful with folks when I'm working with them. If they're on certain medications, how can we use this in a way that's not going to sort of replace what the body is doing, right, and that beautiful natural ability to heal itself. The body is extraordinary and it has these capabilities. It has the capability of healing itself. It's just us tuning in and learning what the tools, things like diet, supplementation, many other things that we can do to really harness that ability. So just to quickly, you know, you're asked about what are some of the services. I like to say sort of a menu of services that I offer folks. And I first do a discovery call. I want to learn about you and what you're looking for, what your experiences are. And if we decide that we're a good fit and we actually work together, I have a very thorough intake that I do. And, you know, it really depends on what the clients are looking for. I'm very much directed by what are their goals, what are their short-term and what are their long-term goals. For example, if someone is experiencing relationship issues, you know, we'll spend time working in that. Or if they want to lose weight, right, and they want to learn some healthy strategies, we can focus on that. If they want to do a deep dive into discovering more about who they are, what they want from them, from their life, you know, that's what we're going to do. So it really varies about, you know, what they're looking for. One of the precepts, you know, both sort of in health coaching and social work is that the client is the expert, right? They've been living with themselves in that body for X number of years, so they know what's going to be helpful. So just to sort of jump over to sleep, having had my own long, very challenging struggles with insomnia, what really helped me was learning about cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia. And this explores the connection between the way we think, the things that we do, and how we sleep. And it has about, it boasts about an 85% success rate. And during treatment, I really help folks to identify thoughts, feelings, behaviors that are contributing to their symptoms of insomnia. You know, one of the things that I can tell you is the biggest one, and you mentioned the pandemic, is stress. They are so intercorrelated, right? Stress is one of the biggest drivers of autoimmune conditions, right? And if you think about it at night, you know, when we're thinking about, okay, I want to get to sleep, I want to have set myself up for a good night, it's very hard to turn off that brain, right, to say, okay, no, now we're going to switch to sleep, right? So I help folks sort of implement strategies, a sleep regimen. I'm fond of saying, let's work backwards during the day so we know what time you want to be in bed, what are the things that you can do to help get you there. And I also just want to say that diet is also a very important component of this as well, right, because we know that certain types of gut bacteria will either increase or decrease the risk of insomnia, which is actually very interesting. And we've also learned that it has a big impact on how long we sleep, our sleep chronotype, and whether we experience sleep problems. So the two are very closely intermingled. And, you know, I work with folks separately on dietary issues, but typically when I'm working with sleep issues, they also are experiencing either something with their gut or wanting more information about diet. I hope that answers the question.
It does, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And again, doing it the right way is paramount. One technique you use with your clients is that talking about the controlled breathing exercise where the exhale is similar to a cry. I heard you want to try it today and maybe help everybody listening to align the mind and the heart. And the cry would not be coming from anybody who has back pain or that's a separate thing for everybody if anybody is dealing with that.
Right.
But tell us about this. It sounds unique. Is it just, is it pushing the air out, letting the air flow? How does that all work?
Yes, thank you for your willingness for this. And I love that you said aligning the mind and the heart, because that's what we're really aiming to do. And a lot of it also is coming from the heart space. So just before we launch into it, I'm going to take you through a couple of rounds just to get it. What it is it's two inhales and then a long exhale. And as you mentioned, it is similar to crying. If you think about it, what we do when we're upset, right? We do that just sort of reflexively, right? It's the body's sort of way of calming ourselves down. So the method I'm going to talk about, the reason I love it is because so much of the foundation of my work with the clients, Jim, is focusing on the body, right? I was trained in mindfulness-based stress reduction, and this is where we come to for our truth. And we know from neuroscience that the fastest way to reduce our stress response, right, to what's happening is through our breath. So this particular technique is called the physiological sigh, right? And it comes from neuroscientist Dr. Jack Feldman. And again, it's the two inhales followed by a long exhale. The reason the exhale, you really want to emphasize that long exhale for a good 4 to 5 seconds, is because that is where we can engage our parasympathetic nervous system. That's what allows us to rest, to digest, and to relax. And the more that we can engage it, the more relaxed we're going to be. So as I'm always want to do, I like making some sort of tweaks to things. And what I've added actually comes from energy medicine and Donna Eden, who has something sort of a similar thing. What I'd like you to do, Jim, is to put both of your thumbs on your temple, so right side and left side of your thumbs, and then your four fingers on the top of your head, all right? And the reason that I'm going to have you do this during the exercise is because the tips of your fingers are magnetized and your blood is magnetized. So what you're doing is you're ushering in that core blood to come back to the brain, because so much of the time when we're stressed out and we're not thinking clearly, we're not making good choices, our executive functioning goes offline, right? Our nervous system gets hijacked and our executive function goes offline. So that's why I like to incorporate this for folks. And one couple more things I'd like to also introduce for you, just to make this a worthwhile thing, is for you to think of something that's just very relaxing, just bringing to mind a visualization of something that's soothing for you, whether it's the ocean waves or, you know, thinking of something with the mountains, whatever is a calming image for you. And I also invite folks to think of some sort of calming mantra, whether it's I'm safe, you know, everything is okay. So what I'd like to do then, you can let me know when you're ready. You've sort of got your fingers on your temples, right, your thumbs on your temples and everything, and you brought to mind something that's very relaxing. I'm going to take you through 4 repetitions, all right, and then we'll do about a 4-second exhale. Does that sound okay?
That sounds good, yeah.
Okay. So you all set?
All set. All
right. So this sounds good. All right. So the first one is.
Calmness that comes over easily, for sure.
Yeah, you feel that?
You could feel
good.
That.
Did you notice anything in your body as well? Any kind of sensation?
A little bit of a tingling, like energy flow, like a flow, a calming, but yet a tingling, which was nice.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's great to hear that.
Things circulating, things moving, things, you know, with yet the overall, the tingling and circulating with an envelopment of calm.
Ooh, what a beautiful way of describing that, an envelopment of calm. I'm so glad to hear that. You know, it's such a simple exercise.
Is that common? Common response for people? Or is that something
unique?
It is,
yes.
Yeah.
No,
yep. Calming
it's common, and it's because you're engaging.
Because we go through our life not breathing,
body.
Right? Everybody's hyperventilating.
Oh,
nobody takes time to. We're in a 6-second TikTok world. Nobody takes time to breathe in, breathe out, breathe from the diaphragm, which fills your entire body, your cells with the oxygen. You have to do it. Your body requires this, right?
It does, and it's such an important topic, Jim. I could spend all day talking about it, but learning how to breathe properly, we can...
Coming up on part two.
Part two is on how to breathe.
We'll talk about the breathing.
Exactly, but it can literally change your life. And I have first-hand experience working with someone, you know, who does somatic breathing, and when you learn how you can open your chest, open your diaphragm, right, your thinking changes, right? Your digestion gets better. You can actually invite better sleep. You have access to more of yourself, if you will. So what I love about this exercise is that you can do it, you know, in the office. You can go to the bathroom and just do a few repetitions for yourself. You can do it, you know, at home if the kids are loud, going into a different room or something. But as you start to do this, and I recommend my clients doing it a few times throughout the day, you start to entrain yourself and you sort of put down a new neural pathway. The body's like, oh, yeah, I actually know how I can relax. I know how I can bring down my stress level, because so many of us, right, are living in this sort of permanent fight or flight state. And this just sort of helps to interrupt that pattern. So, you know, there's other breathing techniques, the 4-7-8 by Andrew Weil, as I mentioned, somatic breathing, alternate nostril breathing. You know, there's also tapping. There's numerous things, but I find that it's a very helpful way to help people sort of just arrive. And, you know, one of the things that I always do with my coaching sessions is I sort of start and end the sessions with a brief meditation and breathing exercise so that we can both sort of gently arrive together at the session.
So very, very important. You know, a lot of what you do as well, it really is true that if we change one thing about our health, it spurs change in other life behaviors, right?
Yes, it does. And it's so interesting because, you know, it's something that I'm asked about with clients, like, well, what is one thing that I can do that's going to have a big impact? And I would say, well, let's start with, you know, what is your body telling you right now? And again, I come back to my lived experience, but I always like to come back to GI and gut health, because that is so foundational to our health and how we're feeling. You know, if you're not digesting well, you're not going to be feeling well. You know, 85 to 90% of our immune system is actually located in our gut, right? And this is where so many of the important neurotransmitters are produced, things like serotonin, which has a big impact on our mood and our sleep and things. So how I work with folks is if we're working together on digestive issues, I help look at how can I start to heal things like leaky gut, or if you're having digestive discomfort, bloating, abdominal pain, right, excessive gas, things of that nature. We start to work on things both from a dietary perspective, potentially through supplements. You know, they're also working with your doctor so that we can start to bring that level of inflammation down. And what happens at that point is as they start to improve, they start to have more nourishing and recuperative sleep, right? They have less anxiety because there's such a high correlation with what we call sort of the bad bacteria and anxiety and depression. They have improved focus and clarity. They have better energy and they can start to concentrate. And this, just having this, can start to drive other lifestyle behaviors, right? Now they have the energy to start tackling things like maybe making that job change or moving or starting an exercise regimen, connecting with friends or people, connecting with joy. So this is what sort of starts what we call sort of the downstream effects, and it can be very powerful. It has sort of that rippling effect, right? Oh, as I start to feel this, I start to feel better. I mean, think about it. When you have a bellyache or, you know, you're just not feeling great, you know, it just interrupts your whole life, right? You have to figure out where's the bathroom and what foods can I eat and what's not going to work, you know, what's going to be hard for me. So that's just one of the examples that I use.
Exactly. When you're on the highway, you wonder which exit has the place to stop off. When you're on a train, you want to know where that special room is. That's what happens sometimes. And a lot of what you do is through that lens of nutrition. Maybe you can share some more tips on that. I heard that, you know, the amount of chewing and the time we take for each meal matters. You know, it's funny when I'm talking with somebody and if they're eating, they'll want to answer the question or chat while they're still eating, and sometimes they'll almost choke. And I'm like, you can finish chewing and swallow before you answer the question. It's okay. You know, we don't want you to choke. We don't have to do Heimlich maneuver or anything. It's okay. You don't have, I'm still sitting in the chair. I'm not going anywhere.
Yes.
Tell us about some of those nutritional tips. Chewing is important.
Yeah,
was it 32 times we were taught?
That's actually really good. Yeah, I usually have my clients start with about 20 to 25, you know, at least just sort of starting that way, because think about it, we're at our guests, we're just sort of shoving things in, we're not paying attention to the texture, the taste, or the smell of food, right? What is it like? Because when you eat quickly, you're also taking in so much air, right, which also is causing the digestive discomfort, and we're swallowing pieces of food that haven't been, you know, properly digested. I always say digestion starts in the mouth, and it's these digestive juices that we need to help break things down, right, which is really essential for how we can use and absorb the nutrients. So some of the tips are sitting down for a meal, trying to be off your phone if you can, just giving yourself that beautiful 15 minutes. Focus on counting the chews. That's going to be very helpful. And some of the ways to help slow us down is put your fork down between bites, right? Count your chews, put your fork down, and take a couple of breaths. Also using your alternate hand, right? That can be helpful because we're not used to doing that. We're not used to using a different hand to eat. And one of the really big ones is not drinking at your meals, because the liquid sort of flushes the solid food out of our stomach, right? And before we can get that full sensation, right, it can be hard in the body. We're not getting those digestive juices that we need. So those are some of the, you know, some of the things I recommend for folks to do. You know, drink some water about 20 to 30 minutes before you eat, and then, you know, about maybe 30 minutes afterwards. And just by starting with this very basic thing, people have I can feel so much better just when they're sitting down for their meals. And it's a mindful practice that I think everybody could really benefit from doing, but it means putting the brakes on, you know, what we're used to doing, right? Being on the phone with somebody or watching television, right? We eat every day, right? Sometimes three, sometimes four or five times a day. So if we can slow that process down, you can see sometimes big relief with symptoms.
Which is amazing. You know, it's a lot that you do, and it's incredible with your practice, coaching with Lenore, wonderful health and wellness practice, really supporting clients and activating those internal strengths and external resources to make those sustainable and healthy lifestyle behavior changes. And your packages are aimed at helping clients learn healthy and adaptive lifestyle patterns, behaviors, reducing their stress response, improving their diet and sleep, increasing the adaptiveness to change, deepening into self-compassion, and incorporating mindfulness practices into the daily routine. You also offer spiritual counseling and work, again, with empaths as well. Would you consider, we've got a few, maybe about 30 seconds or so left, but would you consider yourself an empath? I have been described as a high-level one by folks, and I've taken that into consideration. So my vibe when I plug in is, Lenore certainly is.
Thank you for that. And I can pick up from you as well. Yes, I definitely am. And that's why I know what it's like to be overwhelmed with energy, so to speak, right? And how do we start to sort of shield ourselves so that we can live more joyful lives, right? So absolutely.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And I encourage folks to go to Coaching with Lenore, that's LENORE.com, to learn more with Lenore. A real pleasure. Wellness coach extraordinaire and board certified health and wellness coach, licensed independent clinical social worker, Lenore Shepherd is here. Thank you for joining us, Lenore. A real pleasure. Hope we get a chance to explore more, maybe hear case studies, testimonials, things of that nature. It would be a pleasure. And I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you today on Close Up Radio Live.
very much. It was such a joy to be with you. Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate it.
You are very, very welcome. We appreciate you as well. And come see us again. Lenore Shepherd joining us. This is your host, Jim Masters. Thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, don't go anywhere. I'll be back in just a minute with another great guest on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.